Hey there, everybody. It's Judy calling. First of all, thank you for your prayers. I am beginning to have a lot more strength. Last week, I was just so wiped out. I think it's because finally everything hit me all at once, and all the energy and adrenaline and all of that just came like a big sugar crash, you know, that big. So anyway, thanks for the prayers. I've got a lot more energy now. And getting back to normal, although I don't think I was ever normal in terms of what the world calls normal, because God says we're supposed to be peculiar, and I know I'm that. But anyway, I hope that you guys know that you are loved. I know that when you're in a place like you are in right now, and your beloved is turning his or her back on you, it's easy to look at your world through that rejection and think that everybody feels the same way, you know, like nobody loves me, everybody hates me, I'm going to eat some worms, fat ones, skinny ones, itsy bitsy teeny ones, itsy bitsy teeny weeny worms. You remember that song? Of course, you young folks won't remember that at all, but sometimes I know we can get so down that we really start feeling sorry for ourselves, and we throw big-time pity parties, and we invite me, myself, and I, and those are the only people that want to come because it's no fun hanging around someone who has no joy. Well, if that describes you today, I pray that even now, as you hear these words, the Lord's spirit of joy and freedom and peace will overflow your heart, that you will know that you are loved, that you will know without a doubt that the Word of God is true and that God's plans for you are good ones. I don't care what your neighbors and your family and your coworkers might be telling you, that this is too much, this is just not fair. God doesn't expect you to pray for someone who doesn't love you. You know, hogwash. If you read the Bible, it says, no greater love has any man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. So I just pray today that God would supernaturally strengthen you more than equal to your need, and that you will rise up even today on wings like the eagles, and that you would soar above these circumstances, and that even right now you might be feeling a little smile across your face. So just know you are loved. You are precious. And God delights in you. And this is the day that he has made. Rejoice and be glad in it with me, okay? Love you guys, and I'll be talking to you again soon. Bye-bye now.